Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile. Smile 90.4 FM.
Listen to this stat quickly. I'm going to give you this stat. Lotus High School, another notable school in the Western Cape. Listen to this. In 2023, the pass rate went from 32% to 65%. Last year, to 83.3% in the space of two years. 32%. Ladies and gentlemen, the principal, Mr. Stephen Price, is with us this morning. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Ryan. I'm all good. And you?
It's stunning. Listen, first of all, a huge congratulations on a drastic improvement on those pass rates.
Yeah, we are thrilled with the pass rate, so thanks very much for the congrats.
Yo, that's amazing. And as we welcome in the new matric class of 2025, a lot of expectation, a lot of, eager educators waiting to push that even further up.
Yes, you know, a stat from 2022 was that our grade 11 class had a 50% pass rate. At the completion of 2024, our grade 11 class had a 97% pass rate to get into the trick. So we are expecting a 90-plus pass rate in the trick at the end of this year because 97% of our grade 11s got into grade 12 on their own steam, and we are thrilled with that as well because it's not just about the matrics. It's also about trying to build that culture of success in the junior grades as well.
Absolutely. To your point, the success rubs off on all the grades underneath when when the bar's been set and the benchmark's been set like that. That creation
absolutely.
Of a culture of success and a culture of doing the right thing, winning, really being proud of the fact that you want to do well for not only yourself but for your school. Mm. That trickles through, and it's incredible because when you chat to other principals, you realize that every matric class is different, right? But you need to look through at organically at the entire process of getting the grades through to matric, and every class comes with something different that they add, a different attitude towards the school, a different culture which they bring, and if it's nurtured from, to your point, sir, from the younger grades, by the time they get to matric, the culture in the school is 100% changed. It's done a full 180, and you're heading off in a great direction.
Yeah, certainly the culture of learning, the culture of academic achievement in the school when I arrived wasn't there. They just didn't see a value in education. They had given up a bit of hope that they'd probably seen elder siblings getting a certificate by standing on the corner waiting for someone to pick them up to have a job, So sometimes these kids lost the focus hope in the future, and we just have to give them that. We can't live without hope. That might not happen, but at least the hope is there. And I hope that Tottenham Hotspur will win in my lifetime. So the hope has got to be there. Otherwise, we are finished.
Mr. Price, you know, the amazing thing is even in the short space of just talking with you, you can just hear how dynamic and infectious your love for giving the next generations of learners an opportunity to have hope. It's so refreshing chatting to you, sir, this morning. I wish you everything of the best this year. Looking forward to catching up with you in the year and checking how things are going and checking in the school and see how things are going. But to you and everyone responsible, because it starts at the top, but it's got to trickle down. And everyone's got to believe in the same thing in order for that to work.
Yes. So that was the key, getting everyone to believe in the same thing.
That's spot on. So to you and everyone at Lotus High School, we send our love and our warm wishes for the year ahead.
Okay, thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you, sir.
Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up. With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast. Exclusive to Smile FM.